Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Ranking Member, members of the committee. My name is George Skabane. I am the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Policy and Economic Development, and I'm pleased to present, to be here to present the administration's views on H.R. 2040, a bill to authorize a process by which the Secretary of the Interior will process acquisition of real property for the Samish Indian tribe into trust, as well as H.R. 1061, a bill to transfer certain land to the United States to be held in trust for the Ho Indian tribe. My testimony is part of the record. I will begin with comments on H.R. 1061, the bill to transfer land to the Ho Indian tribe. The administration supports enactment of this bill with certain amendments. They're essentially technical amendments. We believe that the purpose of the bill is commendable. The Ho Indian tribe reservation is located in a flood area. 90% of the reservation is in a flood area and 100% in a tsunami area. And as a result, in order to permit the tribe to move essential infrastructure into an area that will not be subject to flooding, seasonal flooding, the land has acquired land, the tribe has acquired land currently off reservation to move this infrastructure there. The Park Service is, under the bill, is transferring a portion of the Olympic National Park to the tribe in trust, and we believe that this is going to permit the tribe to have access to its off-reservation land to make it more easily for the tribe to conduct government purposes, and the Park Service strongly supports this bill. We have some technical amendments which we have recommended, and I think they're not in the testimony itself, but I think they were submitted to the committee. One of the things that is that we would like the committee to consider that we are uncomfortable with is the fact that the transfer of the land that is held in fee by the tribe is mandatory and does not permit us to make an evaluation of whether there are environmental liabilities on the land. And normally, the government is unwilling to take land in its name unless it knows for a fact that there are no contaminants on the property or other environmental liabilities. So we would ask the committee to consider amending the bill to state that the secretary shall acquire the land subject to a determination that there are no there's no environmental liability on the properties in order for us to make sure we're not we are clear on this subject. And right now it's an automatic transfer, so it doesn't permit that. Aside from that, I think we have the other amendments are that we are suggesting are fairly technical, and I can answer questions if you have any on that. Let me turn now to the bill regarding the Samish tribe. Well, in this case, the administration opposes this bill, and the reason for our opposition is that I was not made aware that there were any specific issues or reasons for us to agree that the tribe needed an exception to our regulation dealing with off-reservation acquisitions in 25 CFR Part 151. For this particular tribe, the only difference between on-reservation and off-reservation acquisition in 151 is the requirement that the tribe provide a business plan if it in its application if it's it wants to have if it's acquiring the land for business purposes, and the second one would be essentially there is more weight given to the opposition of the local community. A third requirement for off reservation is requires weight to be given to the distance between the reservation and the proposed land, but since the tribe has no reservation, that part would not apply. So in our view, it was we do not think that it's necessarily good policy to exempt tribes from the requirements for for the secretary to weigh the concerns of the local communities when taking off-reservation land into trust. So I did not see and was unaware until I spoke with the chairman of the tribe just before this meeting, this hearing, that the tribe has had any issues with taking land into trust. And now, having heard the views of the chairman, I think we would be willing to work with the committee to see what can be done to facilitate these transactions. There used to be a problem in the Bush administration with taking off-reservation land into trust, in the sense that there was a reluctance to do so at best for a number of years. After Carl Hartman became Assistant Secretary in 2006, I think he pledged to eliminate the backlog in trust transaction, and he did so. And certainly currently at Central Office, we do not, as far as I know, we do not have any backlog in processing of reservation acquisitions. So this is a new administration. The requirement that the Central Office look at off-reservation acquisitions is something that our new Assistant Secretary, Larry Ickehawk, will take a look at. It's a policy issue that can be changed very quickly. Whether he will do that or not remains to be seen. One of the concerns we have had for looking at off-reservation land into trust at Central Office is to make sure, really, that there were no political problems from the local communities with taking the land into trust, and to make sure the secretary is aware of that. So that's why we've had this concern. But now, as I said, since we don't have any backlog in processing these, we don't see that there would be any issues with moving any pending acquisitions for this tribe, especially since this tribe has been until very recently a landless tribe. So with that, this concludes my comments, and I would be pleased to entertain questions if you have any. Thank you very much.